I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
To know what's happening, it's time to get in the huddle with Carl Dukes, Brian Baldinger, and Jason LaConfora.
Draft needs for Tampa. Let's talk a little bit about this because we know what they've lost. What do you think they have to address? Specifically, maybe in the first round. I think they're picking 26th.
Yeah, they've got 4 of the first 100 picks in this draft. Jason Light has got some luxuries. They obviously, they made Baker their long-term quarterback here. Mike Evans, Godwin, they're back in. Got some young tight ends. They've been addressing the defense line. Last year, Kalijah Kancey came in, looked pretty good. They have been building up that side. There's a couple ways. One, it seems like the secondary that helped them win a Super Bowl, whether it was Carlton Davis or Sean Murphy Bunting, they're all gone. Mm. I feel like the Bucs at 26 can go corner, and they can go offensive line. I believe they can. This is a good draft for centers.
Yeah.
And so at that 26th pick, Graham Barton, it makes a ton of sense. Because they haven't run the ball very well. Tristan Wirfs is still an elite player, went from right side to left side. They've been adding pieces, but I feel like they need to upgrade the center position. And since Ryan Jensen really went down 2 years ago with the injury, I know the guys that have played there. I feel like they could upgrade that. They haven't run the ball well at all. Even when Brady was there, they didn't run it well. But I feel like they need to get more balance in offense. I feel like they could go offensive line or they could go corner with the 26th pick right now.
Yeah. What's interesting is they could be good again, right? I mean, you talk about those guys coming back. Offensively, though, it's still about protecting Baker. That's why I'm leaning offensive line with you. By the way, is this center draft better than it has been in recent years?
I believe so. I believe you've got a star player right now. When you look at, Jackson Powers Johnson at Oregon, I don't know that he gets
the credit.
20 picks. You want to go fix your offense line. It usually starts with fixing your center. Denver needs a center. I could put them in a couple different places right now, and you're going to upgrade and go. Last year, we saw a lot of centers go in the second round. Joe Tippmann to the Jets, John Michael Schmitz to the Giants. We saw center, but I feel like Graham Barton, who played left tackle at Duke, did a breakdown on him this week. He played center as a freshman. There's Zach Frazier at West Virginia. I think there's I think there's 3 or 4 guys that you could get up into the first half of the second round, and I just mentioned them, that I feel can upgrade your center position. Immediately, you can plug him and play him, and they can.
Jackson Powers Johnson was the top center in college football, right? Out of Oregon? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you talk about Ryan Jensen retiring and stepping in and filling those big shoes. As we talk about draft needs, Tampa is picking 26. Again, first round, we'll see what happens over the course of their picks over the 4 days of the NFL draft. But that is a need that they will definitely have to address, and they probably will do it at 26. Let's talk about the Green Bay Packers, who are picking 25th. They have 11 draft picks, Baldy, in this draft. And you start saying, okay, I like Jordan Love. I like the young wide receiving core. This is the youngest team in football. They pick 25th overall. Where do you go if you're the Packers?
You just keep building. I think they had 13 picks last year. We saw Musgrave play well. We saw, Lucas Van Ness step in and rotate in there with their defensive ends, Preston Smith and Rashawn Gary, all the guys. They lost John Runyon at left guard. Right guard. John Runyon has been a really good player for him.
Yeah.
Three-year starter. They have been, obviously, when you watch them against Dallas and Aaron Jones, they ran the ball right down their throats. They ran the ball against, everybody that they, San Francisco, they ran it exceptionally well. I think, look, Rasheed Walker played left tackle. I like Rasheed. He was a seventh-round pick, Carl. Like,
wow.
You look at David Bakhtiari, he's not there.
Right.
Like, they could go offensive line and just keep building up front. And obviously with Josh Jacobs coming, continue to be able to run the ball when they have to run it. In a playoff game, in a big spot, on the road, the things that we have seen Aaron Jones do for the last 6 years. Like, can they keep that rolling up front? I think the tight ends are there. I think you could go center guard, tackle, and you wouldn't be wrong right now. I feel like the skilled positions at receiver, we've seen all these young receivers flourish. Last year, what they did with Jaden Reed was amazing, what they did with him and how he came on as a second-round pick. So I feel like they're good there. Defensively, they went out and got Xavier McKinney from the New York Giants in free agency. I mean, that probably was the Giants' best defensive player. He's one of those do-all safeties. And they rewarded him and made him a member of that defense. They've changed coordinators on that side of the ball. I feel like offensive line and maybe secondary help, at the corner position, might be a good move for them.
Baldy, listen, we talk about the gambling aspect. We get our guy Nick Costos on throughout the course of the season to help us break down some of this stuff. Right now, before the draft, Green Bay is over under 10.5 wins. I'm buying it, Baldy. I mean, I don't think the Bears, given Caleb Williams, whatever they do, they're not winning that division. That's me. Minnesota loses Kirk Cousins. They take a step back. Like, I feel like all of a sudden here we are again, where it's Green Bay's division when it was Aaron Rodgers or it was Brett Favre, and now all of a sudden here's Love, and it's his division to lose. But I think 10.5, I'm going over, Baldy. Like right now, even without knowing what they've done or going to do in the draft.
Well, the one thing the Packers do probably better than anybody else is they have a succession plan at quarterback. And we didn't know what Jordan Love was going to be. I remember talking to his college coach, Matt Wells.
Yeah.
And he coached him at Utah State. And he just said, look, he's got all the talent you need. He probably needs to go to a place where he can sit and he can learn. And what a tutor, what Matt LaFleur, Aaron Rodgers, they all were. And it allowed him to sit. And then last year, I think, especially down the stretch and in the playoffs, he opened everybody's eyes going, Green Bay got this right. And when you get that position right, Carl, it's amazing how quickly everything else can come together. And the one thing about Jordan Love that really changed things in Green Bay was if you look at Brett Favre, if you look at Aaron Rodgers, it took a long time for receivers to become the number one or number Jordy Nelson.
Right.
Right? I mean, you look at Davante Adams. They weren't Jordy Nelson. No. And Devontae year one or even year two, starting with Sterling Sharp, you had to earn your keep and you had to earn your way to become that number one guy. Last year, you saw Jaden Reed step right in. You saw Romeo Doubs, like these young guys stepped to Christian Watson when he was healthy. These young guys stepped up fast. And that's a credit to Jordan Love.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.